Never swim in the Kolyma River. My name is Theodore Dranitsky, or Ted Drannies for short. I am a 19-year-old 6'7" pure Slav Drevny Rusarian with flowing blonde hair and a perfect Norwood zero hairline. I am writing this so none of you fellow Soyim make the same mistake I did. It all started when my piece of shit mom and dad dragged me on some nobody cares vacation to East Siberia. They said it would be nice to get some fresh air away from the city, which is just a giant open-air zoo full of mongoloids, sea monkeys, and brap-fueled clouds, courtesy of our Zionist politicians turning every last frog poster into a gay bait-spamming shitskin tranny nigger. I do not work or go to college because I refuse to give 99.99% of my paycheck straight to Mossad. We were driving to some rented cabin while I was forced to listen to Comegroid Zigger music blasting through the car speakers, aping my ears the entire time. I was deep on the shardy when I saw some threads claiming Kuz, the old admin, was still alive somewhere in Siberia. I laughed it off as Kolbait only 20 ichnusoys fall for. Eventually we reached the cabin. My shitty Motorola, the kind only niggers in third world countries still use, had zero bars! I gave up refreshing the soy board and decided to hike up a hill to hunt for signal. After 10 minutes of walking, I finally got one bar. The page took 67 thermillion minutes to load, but it was something. From the top of the hill, I could see a 5G tower on the other side of the valley and a disgusting brown river that looked like it had been used as a toilet by every Pajid in a 500-kilometer radius. The water was thick and oily, swirling with what looked like chunks of human waste and old Middle Eastern flags floating like dead fish. I did not care. I needed to post. So I started walking down toward the riverbank. The closer I got, the worse the smell became. It was like being locked in a room with 1,488 unwashed Pajits eating takis and brapping at full volume, the stench so heavy it made my eyes water and my throat burn. That should have been my sign to turn back, but I was desperate. I looked for a shallow crossing. About 400 meters downstream, I spotted a shit-stained mud hut village on the opposite bank. The place looked abandoned yet somehow alive with evil. Every single mud hut was crumbling, roofs caved in, walls covered in dried feces and trash piles that reached up to my waist. As I got closer, I could see epi posters and giant stars of David Spray painted on every single building, the paint still dripping like fresh cum. My clitty started leaking like crazy. I remembered I had my lighter with me. Fuck it, I thought. I am not letting these pedo-groomer Mossad bootlickers ruin my Aryan Zigger life any longer. I stripped down and waded into the Kolyma River. The water was pure excrement, thick, warm, and chunky like diarrhea soup that had been left in the sun for weeks. It clung to my skin like slime, forcing its way into every pore. I almost vomited multiple times while swimming across, the taste of it hitting the back of my throat with every desperate stroke. When I finally crawled out on the other side, all the skin that had touched the water had turned a dark, muddy brown, like I had been dipped in liquid shit. I tried scrubbing it off with handfuls of dirt, but nothing worked. Whatever, I figured I would shower back at the cabin. Before I could even spark the first mud hut, I heard wet braps right behind me.